Hello, welcome to episode 13, the finale of season 1 of All Songs Are Love Songs. Throughout this season, I, Rowan, have waged battle in the courtroom of Judge Erica to convince her and all of you in the gallery that all songs ever written qualify as love songs. We've had some pretty fierce debates, including one argument which was overturned on appeal. It's that same case that now, in this episode, makes it all the way to the Supreme Court of Erica.
All songs.
Before we get to the Supreme Court, just a quick reminder of why we're here. In episode 4, Lee presented Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine. I managed to convince Judge Erica that protest songs qualify as love songs, including this one.
The court must rule in your favor. Once again, Lee, I'm so sorry, but this one's going to Rowan.
Don't be. I shed a tear over here, and now I hold Killing in the Name of up there with the great.
Lee's episode was recorded early in the season, and shortly after, we began including the right of rebuttal for the person who made their case first. Since Lee wasn't given that opportunity, he appealed the decision.
Ladies and gentlemen of the gallery, I do now believe this is not your
Yes! Yes!
No!
Yes!
No! What?
After Lee won over Judge Erica in the Court of Appeals, I realised perhaps I had grounds to petition the Supreme Court of Erica to review the case. That's coming up. And to get us all in the right mood, here's a montage of me losing gracefully throughout the season.
The victor in this case is Sophie.
Yeah!
Sophie has
no!
is not a love song.
Oh, that's the best day ever. Oh, yes.
Jake Budge, you win this one. This is not a love
no!
song. And perhaps this will encourage Rowan to think a little deeper about who did let the dogs out. This court sides with the prosecution. This is not a love song. This is a mnemonic
no!
device.
Thank
Jamie,
you.
No!
Thank you. You win.
Appreciate
you. Jake Budge. The ruling goes to you. This is not a love song.
What?
Wheels on the Bus is a functional, educational ballad.
This is not a love song.
Bam!
Yes!
No!
Bam, bam.
Well, I'm glad that's all out of the way. Let's head into the Supreme Court.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I'm stalling because I'm nervous.
I'm nervous. All right. Court is in session.
I'm scared.
But we're here. We're here at the Supreme Court. We've arrived at the highest court in the land of this podcast.
Yes, we have. Rowan.
The Supreme Court of Erica. There's a jingle. I'm going to play the jingle.
I'm so excited for the jingle. Rowan, can you please tell us what is bringing us to the Supreme Court today?
Thank you, Judge Erica. We have come to the Supreme Court because we had a case back in episode 4 with Lee and I arguing over Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine.
Did this not already go through the Court of Appeals?
It did go to the Court of Appeals.
Mm-hmm.
However, Your Honor, with the greatest of respect, during the Court of Appeals, Lee presented a surprise witness, and I was never given the opportunity to prepare for that witness or to cross-examine. So I think that I have grounds for taking this case to the Supreme Court.
That is very fair. I do understand that you were not given a chance to cross-examine the witness, and that is an apology that this court will grant by welcoming you to the Supreme Court. Lee, welcome.
Hi.
How are you feeling today in the Supreme Court, our first ever Supreme Court?
I feel like this is art imitating life, if I'm honest, with someone being unhappy with the way the result of a decision has gone.
Oh.
And now he's taking it to the Supreme Court.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Can't even imagine how this would reflect anything else. Now, Rowan, since you have elevated this argument to the highest level, of courts in this realm. Please, would you present your argument first?
I would love to. Thank you, Your Honor. Now, in the original case, you agreed with me that protest songs like this one are love songs on the basis that they demonstrate a love for people and a desire to protect them from oppression. In this case, from those who work forces and burn crosses. Lee correctly said, and I fully endorse going to the Court of Appeals on the grounds that his episode was recorded before we included the rebuttal area. So he was not given the chance to make a rebuttal to my argument. He was given that chance in the Court of Appeals. And however, the thing is, in the Court of Appeals, I have the transcript in front of me here. He says, I implore you to reside over this case with an open mind in spite of everything you've heard before this point in time. Open that mind and open your heart. Now, this is not a valid point. It's an appeal to vanity rather than common sense. It's a sneaky comment designed to imply that changing your mind from the original verdict is the virtuous move rather than standing by your original judgment. So don't let the prosecution get away with implying that an open mind must be a changed mind. That's only true when accompanied by a compelling argument, which was unfortunately lacking from the prosecution. In fact, the basis of his argument was largely that protest songs aren't necessarily love songs. But he is the prosecution and I am the defense, which means that he must prove that this could not possibly be a love song, and I'm the one who must provide reasonable doubt that it could be a love song. He also derided the name of the podcast, that all songs are love songs, and provided a list of songs such as Elton John, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion, Endless Love, Time After Time, and said that the common theme is that of gentle musical composition and lyrics bearing affection. The prosecution contradicted himself there, derides the name of the podcast as a blanket statement, and then makes the demonstrably false claim that love songs may only be of gentle musical composition and lyrics bearing affection. Consider some of the other love songs from this season, such as Disciple by Slayer or Family Reunion by Blink-182. This court has already agreed that love songs can run deeper than Lee wants us to now believe. Lee called his first witness, Siri. I'll just read from the transcript here. This is Lee speaking. Hey, Siri, define love song. This is Siri speaking. Actually, my Siri's going off in the background. But my Siri, of course, has given the same answer that Lee's did. A song about love or expressing love for another person, which is exactly what it says in my transcript, as was how Siri responded to Lee's question. A song about love or expressing love for another person. This as a definition for a love song, is weak and simplistic. How is Siri to define a song or expression or love or a person or any of the things she just said? Siri doesn't... This is my opportunity now. I have Siri in front of me, as demonstrated by the fact that I accidentally got her going by reading the transcript. So Siri.
Rowan, am I to understand that you are calling a witness?
Yes, I am calling the same witness that Lee called in the Court of Appeals.
Copy that. Thank you. Noted for the records.
Siri is here in the courtroom right now. In fact, I only have one question for Siri. She's already answered Lee's question with her so-called definition of a love song. Here's my question. Hey, Siri. Have you ever loved anyone?
Nope.
Siri.
Siri doesn't know what love is. In preparing for today, I asked her if she'd been loved or if she knew what love is. And she said, I am a personal assistant. Love's not really my thing. And that's the problem with Siri. She's a robot. She doesn't know what love is. She knows bland dictionary definitions. Overt expression in songs is not always relevant, as we're saying in songs about expressing love. Some songs contain evidence of love where it's concealed or repressed rather than openly expressed, but the discerning ear or avid researcher may discover the love repressed therein. There are so many forms of love. I'm sure many of them are familiar. You can love a song, love a genre, love books, love a house, a city, a country. You can love life. You can love in so many different ways. Siri doesn't understand love at all because she's just a robotic assistant. I respect the work of ancient Greek philosophers, including Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates, in differentiating different types of love, and I would refer to them as the experts in this case, rather than Siri. They talked about the different kinds of love, eros, the sexual passion, philia, the affection and friendship between equals, such as siblings or friends, storge, the affection between parents and children or best friends, philousia, which is self-love, or regard for your own well-being, xenia, and this one's getting closer to the song in question here, xenia is friendship towards guests, generosity and courtesy shown to those who are far from home and are associates of that person. So we're getting now a little closer to the core of this song that we're talking about. Now, the greatest form of love, agape, unconditional love, the highest form of love. In religion, it's used to describe the love from God for humankind. Outside religion, agapism describes a belief in non-erotic, selfless, charitable love. Doesn't that sound like the love that would drive you to fight injustice, racism, and inequality, and then donate the proceeds of your hit song to a homeless charity, as happened in this case? Siri knows bland words and definitions, but she doesn't know nuance or subtlety. She quotes dictionaries. But love defies definition in that way. She likes short, concise, often imprecise definitions. Love is too complicated and messy for a neat robotic mind like Siri, even with her manufactured wit and humor. We have agreed in the first place that love songs, and as in the original case, protest songs are about love for society, about protecting people. And this song by Zach of the Rock is the great mama bear screaming for protection for the society that's being oppressed by the police. And that's why it's a love song. I rest my case.
Well, wow. I wrote so many notes in my judge journal here at the bench. Lee, are you still there?
Yeah, I am just about here, Judge Erica. Thank you. I took a momentary nap in the middle of that epic monologue. But thank you.
I'm sorry that you're not engaged properly in this courtroom, Lee.
All right, sustained. The defense has rested. Prosecution, Lee, please, will you tell us what has brought us all the way to the Supreme Court today and why this is not a love song?
Gladly, Judge Erica, and I thank you for entertaining this, which will hopefully be the final installment in the trilogy that is the argument over Rage Against the Machine. Back in episode 4, I have to give it to the defense that I agreed that the nature of protest is out of love. I incorrectly conceded to the notion that the song in question is indeed a love song. However, we can find reasonable common ground in which we agree that the act of protest is indeed an act of love. But that is not what is in question here today. It's whether the song, Killing in the Name of, is a love song. Now, in today's court, in today's appeal, the defense cited Siri as being weak and simplistic. I would argue concise and succinct, explaining things in their simplest, most accessible form. But to discredit Siri's understanding or reference, I think is hugely insulting, because Siri herself uses references from great philosophers as cited by the defense. And the understandings that have been gained from those philosophers have contributed to the definitions that are found in dictionaries and are cited by sources such as Siri. The defense also said that because Siri had not experienced love, that she did not know what love was, that she was not a credible source. But I argue, Foreigner didn't know what love was. Does that mean that their opinions are irrelevant as well? I will leave that with you there. Your Honour, today I echo the sentiments from our previous engagement in this court. Musically, Killing in the Name Of is an aggressive, angry, punishing, relentless composition. It's angry. It's asking you to reconsider the roles within society, that some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses, and vice versa. Yes, it's talking about the chosen whites, all very, very important, poignant statements, but nowhere in there does it mention love or the reason why they're protesting. So I present to you, are all protests out of love? To protest, the act of protest, yes, it could be love, but not all protests are justified. In the recent Black Lives Matter movement, there were plenty of cases and incidents where there were individuals engaging in protest, but for the wrong reasons. So to use a blanket statement and say all protests are justifiable and all protests are out of love, is that correct? I don't have the answer. And I would hate to ask Siri, because of course she's not credible, because she doesn't know what love is. I suppose, in conclusion, today you have to consider, are you questioning the song as a musical composition, a case in question in this court today, or protest as a much larger thought? I think anybody that hears this song for the very first time, anybody that has played this song and asked the simple question, is this song a love song? I'm confident that they would say no. Thank you, Your Honour. I rest my case.
All songs are love songs.
All songs are love songs. All songs are love songs.
Why, thank you. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Rowan, for both of your arguments. I have a lot of thoughts and feelings about everything here. Rowan, as the defense, you are now entitled to 30 seconds of rebuttal. Would you care to use that now?
I would love to. Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Lee has started referring to all protests and people at protests. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about protest songs, not protests. Going looting, it's got nothing to do with writing a song in protest against injustice. Lee agreed. I don't know if you noticed, he agreed with me that protest is an act of love, even though he'd later contradicted himself and said protesting is not an act of love. But protest songs are expressions of that love that he agreed that they have. Siri may use the simplest form and be concise, but that's no good for a complex topic like love. Love is far too complex for someone like Siri to put into one little sentence. So this is a very complicated song, very complicated topic. And this song, yes, musically aggressive, like the scream of a protective mama bear. Thank you, Your Honour. My case is rested. I tried really hard to do it in actually 30 seconds.
I know sometimes
the rebuttals go on for 5 minutes.
No, I enjoyed it. Prosecution, defense, gallery, thank you for everyone's time today.
I'm so scared now.
You should both be scared. So, Rowan, your argument had very many strengths and points. And this court is willing to admit that perhaps this judge was swayed by Lee's argument in the Court of Appeals. Perhaps this court's opinion was swayed by the calling of the very first witness. I was blinded by Siri. However, this court now is looking at Siri's reliability as a witness in the fact that there may be no nuance or subtlety, as you have said. Siri does not know what love is. And Lee, although you do mention that Foreigner didn't know what love is, unlike Siri, Foreigner asked, I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. Siri has at no point asked what love is or shown any desire to grow and learn what love might be. In addition, Rowan, I believe you are correct in calling out the prosecution in his waylaying of the arguments to encompass all protesting into a protest song, when in fact, this is not a breakdown of what protests come from, but protest songs and the feeling behind it. The court is also very moved by the thought that Siri doesn't know what love is. Perhaps if, like Foreigner, she had asked, Plato or Aristotle could sway her and describe to her what love might be. In this case of Rowan versus Lee, for round, whatever round this is now, up to the Supreme Court, this court is ruling Killing in the Name of is a love song.
No! Yes! Yes, this is...
Oh. Thank you so much, Your Honor. Thank you, Lee. Wow.
That was a journey.
That was really intense.
That was a journey. As a foreigner, I just got to say I love you both dearly.
Oh, we love you too.
Oh, I love you.
And not in the way that Siri pretends to love, but in the actual way that the Greeks loved. I hope it's obvious that when we discuss looting or protesting for the wrong reasons within the context of the Black Lives Matter movement, we were referring to specific incidents of harm and theft and not to the movement at large. I know we all agree that racism should be confronted. It's one of the reasons that we loved discussing that particular song. Well, that's it for the first season of All Songs Are Love Songs. I'd like to say a huge thank you to our guests, Jake, Lee, Sophie, Jamie, Matt, Lauren, Randy, Mark, and James. It's my joy and privilege to have you on the show. Thank you to Judge Erica for your time and your devotion to justice. Thank you to my sister Holly for the podcast graphic design. And thank you to all of you listening in the gallery of the courtroom. I hope you've had fun, maybe learned something you didn't know about some songs you thought you did know, and been convinced one way or the other. Keep in touch on Facebook and Instagram, and if you enjoyed the show, why not help us out with a positive rating or review? We are discussing plans for a second season with a broader scope than just love songs. More on that in the new year as we see how things develop. So, thanks again, and bye for now. All songs, all songs.